when rejected by a father. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Malachi 4:6. Read pages 33-38. It is one thing to experience rejection and malice from a brother, but it is entirely different to experience rejection and malice from a father. When I speak of fathers, I am not just referring to a biological father, but to any leader God puts over us. These are the people we trusted to love, train, nurture, and care for us. Think of the fathers in the past from whom you have experienced rejection. Circle any who have rejected or hurt you. Biological father, stepfather, pastor. Church staff, elder, deacon. Boss, teacher, leader. Close friend who fathered me. One biblical example of a father's rejection was Saul's rejection of David. Carefully read pages 34-36 of The Bait of Satan. As you read, jot down all the ways David could have been tempted to take up an offense against Saul. Now complete these sentences. David treated Saul underscore. Instead of revenge, David underscore. When rejected by his king, mentor, and father figure, David chose not to take up an offense. But Saul became jealous and suspicious of his servant David. Today many leaders have become suspicious of individuals under their authority. Like Saul, they are insecure in their calling, and that breeds jealousy and pride. They recognize godly qualities in other people, but they are willing to use such people in ministry only as long as it benefits them. Saul enjoyed the success of David until he saw David's success as a threat to him. Then he demoted David and watched for a reason to destroy him. If your father figure or leader is doing something sinful and wrong, instead of being offended, pray for that person. Is there a father in your life who is suspicious of you? If so, what response does God require of you? Read 1 Samuel 24:11 and then complete these sentences. When someone attacks me, God wants me to underscore. When someone rejects me, God wants me to. If your father figure or leader is doing something sinful and wrong, instead of being offended, pray for that person. God will correct him, that's his job, not yours. Refuse to take up an offense.